House Bill 1272, an act to provide for periodic judicial review of status of children in custody of the Department of Corrections.
House Bill 1272, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thankfully, members of the body, this is our last bill dealing with corrections today, and I will be brief. Currently, the Department of Corrections, when they take a child into custody, perform an assessment and prepare various written reports. Since January 1st, the DOC has sent monthly reports to the parents of the children. This bill does one very simple thing, and it asks DOC to send those reports to the judge who sent the child into custody, so the judge can know how the child is doing, whether the child is progressing, doing well or not doing well, and be generally apprised of the situation. That's all the bill does. Section 2 says it repeats what's already an existing law, and that is that the judge can periodically require a review hearing to monitor the situation within DOC. The judge can't change what DOC does. All they can do is take the child out or leave them in. And so it sheds some sunshine on what's happening in DOC and lets the judges and probation officers know when this is working and when it's not. And that's all the bill does. I urge your favorable consideration on 1272.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1272. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Wetz and Jarvis Brown. Representative Jarvis Brown. All members present have voted.
The clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 57, nays 7, excused 6.
House Bill 1272, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title will be deemed agreed to.